Hello, I'm Father John McLaughlin, and I am the parochial vicar at St. Gerard's Parish in Lima, Ohio. Today is Tuesday of the fifth week of Easter. There's a story of an intoxicated man who sat alone at the bar. Suddenly, an attractive woman walks into the bar. The man was staring down at his double scotch, then looks up and notices her. He gets up off his bar stool and stumbles over to her, giving her a big bear hug and a sloppy wet kiss on the cheek. The woman immediately slaps his face and frantically pushes him away from her. "Oh, I'm sorry," the man slurs. "I thought you were my wife." "Are you kidding me? Are you serious, you insufferable drunk?" the woman said. "Wow," the man replied. "You even sound like my wife." Part of what makes this story amusing is the preposterous idea that any man, even if he was drunk, would fail to recognize his own wife. It's simply a case of faulty recognition. I'm sure we've all had a moment of faulty recognition, perhaps when we went up to someone thinking we know them, and then discovering they have no recognition or any idea who we really are. In the gospel resurrection accounts, we often hear how many of Jesus' closest friends and disciples did not recognize him after he appeared in his glorified body. Mary Magdalene thought Jesus was the gardener, and the two disciples on the road to Emmaus thought he was a stranger. And the disciples gathered in the upper room thought that Jesus was a ghost. How was it possible that these people did not recognize their beloved friend Jesus? Jesus' post-resurrection appearance stories tried to tackle the thorny problem of identity in transformation. Recall the last time Jesus' disciples saw him when he was crucified and buried. His body was torn, broken, in a bloody mess. Now, as he appears to them, he's in a glorified body, so they don't recognize him. His disciples and friends have no clue or idea who they have encountered, whom they're looking at, or who this person might possibly be. Their response to this unrecognizable person is one of fear and consternation. However, it is not until Jesus addresses them with the customary Jewish greeting, Shalom, meaning peace be with you, it is I, don't be afraid, and then allowing them to touch his wounds and scars, that they finally recognize the stranger in their midst as actually being their beloved friend, Jesus. In the resurrection stories, the risen Jesus' peace is a reassurance to his friends and disciples that he's truly alive and present with them. Jesus' peace is a source of consolation and comfort for them as he assures and promises them that they don't have to be afraid or troubled no matter what, for he will always be with them. Today's gospel passage is known as Jesus' farewell to his disciples. As Jesus is preparing to return to the Father, he promises his disciples that his peace will always be with them, and that someday he would return again to be with them. Peace is my farewell to you. My peace is my gift to you. I don't give it to you as the world gives you peace. And then Jesus tells them, I'm going away, and I'll come back to you. Jesus gives his peace to strengthen and console them in the challenging and difficult times that lay ahead, and he reassures them that in the future he will return to bring them back to his Father in heaven. My sisters and brothers, just as Jesus offered his disciples his peace to console them in difficult times, so too he gives us his peace, reassuring us that we don't have to be afraid or troubled when dealing with our own personal challenges, difficulties, or sufferings. Whenever we surrender to Jesus by doing his will instead of our own, we will always experience his peace. And so, my sisters and brothers, our call as Jesus' disciples is not to only embrace Jesus' peace, but rather also to offer it and bring it and share it with others so that they too can experience real comfort and consolation by experiencing Jesus' peace. May Jesus' peace always be with you, and God bless you.